move on to, please, the levy items that I just mentioned, the three of those, please.
1172, amend loan agreement with Oregon Infrastructure Finance Authority for the Levy Ready Columbia effort to extend project completion deadline. 1173, amend intergovernmental agreement with Metro, Port of Portland, Multnomah County Drainage District Number 1, Peninsula Drainage District Number 1, and Number 2 for the Levy Ready Columbia effort to accommodate certain changes to the arrangement among the parties. And 1174, authorize cost-sharing intergovernmental agreements with jurisdictions participating in the Levy Ready Columbia effort for expenses not covered by the Phase 1 loan and for repayment of Phase 2 loans.
Okay, so we have Eric Schaffner, Jackie Dingfelder, and Steve Greenwood lined up to update us on this big project that we're a partner in. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Mayor. My name is Jackie Dingfelder. I'm Policy Director for Mayor Charlie Hales. Hopefully our presentation might be shorter than the title of these ordinances, but we'll do our very best. We are pleased to bring you these ordinances that approve intergovernmental agreements to fund Phase 2 of the Levy Ready Columbia and build upon our successful partnership to pursue recertification and accreditation of the levy system within Peninsula Drainage District Number 1, fondly known as PEN 1, and Peninsula Drainage District Number 2, otherwise known as PEN 2 in North Portland. I'm sure you're well aware that we have major assets that are protected by the levee systems, including the Portland International Airport, public road and transit infrastructure, as well as large industrial, residential, and commercial lands and natural areas. The levees protect thousands of jobs and residents, an important part of our local tax base, and hundreds of acres of parks and natural areas as well. So these agreements are the result of months of discussions with our collaborative partners to find a fair division of the costs among a number of jurisdictions benefiting from the project. And you probably recall, Mayor, of course, because you were co-convener on this project through Oregon Solutions for a year. And you'll hear a little bit more from Steve Greenwood, who's here from Oregon Solutions. So fiscal responsibility is shared across cities, drainage districts, and regional partners, with cities being asked to pay based on the acreage within the jurisdiction protected by the levy system. The signing of these IGAs will represent another important milestone in what has been a successful regional collaboration through the Oregon Solutions Program, and builds upon the declaration of cooperation that was signed by all the parties earlier this fall. Specifically, the first ordinance authorizes the amendment of a loan agreement between the city and the Oregon Infrastructure Finance Authority in order to extend the deadline for completion of Phase 1 of the levy analysis project. And you'll hear more about the details on that from Steve Greenwood shortly. The second ordinance authorizes the amendment of the intergovernmental agreement that allocated the costs of the Phase 1 analysis among the various jurisdictions and established the loan repayment process. This is necessitated by the formation of a joint contracting authority among the drainage districts and a change in the loan repayment schedule. I want to note that neither ordinance will increase the cost to the city. The third ordinance does two things. It authorizes a cash payment of approximately $88,000, which was approved in bump, to the drainage districts to pay for public outreach and similar activities not covered by the state loan, and to formalize the city's financial participation in Phase 2 of the levy analysis project by authorizing the execution of an intergovernmental agreement that will commit the city to repaying it by 2024, just under $1 million of a second loan by the state. And so I have with me today Steve Greenwood, who's going to provide a brief update on the Oregon Solutions project and timeline. I have Eric Schaffner, our city attorney, here to answer any questions about the specific language in the IGAs or the ordinances. And we also have on deck Jennifer Cooperman, our city treasurer, and Jonas Spiri, who was whisked away to BES, but he was involved in the financial negotiations for the payment. So with that, I'll hand it off to Steve.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Mayor Hales and members of the council. I'm very pleased to be here this morning. because I think that this is a really big step in the regional cooperation and collaboration on this project. As Jackie said, the purpose of these ordinances in front of you are really to authorize the intergovernmental agreements that will fund this next phase of the project, essentially funding the declaration of cooperation that you signed earlier this year. I think it is, from the Oregon Solutions perspective, you know, we get involved in a lot of projects. This is a great example, and this step in, which will be the second time that the regional partners have come together to jointly fund the effort. This is a great example, I think, of regional cooperation. I was two nights ago at the city of Troutdale, which is one of the newer members of this coalition that now calls itself Levee Ready Columbia. And that council passed their ordinances unanimously. So we were happy about that. One of the things I want to emphasize to you is that this next stage is more complex in the sense that we're going from two districts to five districts. And that's actually, I think, a result of our success in phase one. The city is paying for engineering assessments only within the city of Portland, not in the other jurisdictions. I might add that the other jurisdictions want to make sure that the same holds true for them, which it does. But the main interest of the city in the expansion is, of course, in the Multnomah County Drainage District, where the city is the majority jurisdiction. And that district alone is greater than the size of the two previous districts that we talked about, Penn 1 and Penn 2. I really want to thank the city for its leadership in this regional collaboration. The city really stepped up in phase one and created the leadership, provided the administrative leadership for the IFA loan with the state of Oregon. And partly because of that leadership, Multnomah County is now stepping up in this phase and will play that role rather than the city for phase two. So I think other people are stepping up in part because of the model that the city provided in phase one, and I really appreciate that. Just as a reminder, there are a number of bureaus involved in this project. Sometimes it feels like all the bureaus are involved in this project in one form or another, but BES, Parks, and Developmental Services are really the principal bureaus that are at the Oregon Solutions table, along with the mayor's office. And I, you know, this, because we've expanded, this particular set of negotiations and agreements was, frankly, considerably more complex and complicated than in phase one. And I really appreciate the work of Jonas Berry and Jackie Dingfelder and Eric Schaffner, who all put in a lot of hours in helping work through an agreement that everybody could support.
Great. Thank you. So, questions for anyone on the team, including Eric, who hasn't spoken yet but did all the work, not most of the work.
I have a question for you. We're kind of moving into a critical phase of this project, and it's going to have a life that goes into the future. So you've been the quarterback in the mayor's office, but you're leaving us for greener pastures. So how are we managing that transition?
Good question. We've been actually talking amongst ourselves, the different bureaus in the city, about who should take on that leadership role. Part of the reason that it fell in my sort of plate, so to speak, was because the mayor was the co-convener at the time of the Oregon Solutions process. And obviously, I was sort of ended up acting as a coordination, part of the coordination team among the different bureaus. I have recommended that Fred Miller, that there's somebody at a level that can work across bureaus, and I'd recommended to Fred just the other day that he may want to think about taking this on. So it's really a decision of you all. I think it does, there are benefits to having somebody in a central place that can work with all the different bureaus, because it doesn't really fall neatly into any one bureau's portfolio.
Well, I would say just as the mayor's leadership in Superfund is essential to the success of that endeavor, I think having the mayor's office providing some leadership here is important. And I'm less concerned about who gets the handoff than to there being a clearly designated high-level person on the third floor that does so, because I'm a huge fan of the both the Oregon solutions and the regional solutions process, but we have to coordinate our various bureaus, and I think you've done a great job at that, Jackie.
Yeah.
But we don't have the power to prevent you from leaving. So.
Well, I appreciate that, Commissioner, and I certainly will recommend to the mayor that somebody continue in that vein. I think, though, that the next phase, there's really now sort of a digging in and waiting for the results of the engineering analysis. And then the remedy, once we're at the point of reviewing the remedies, that's going to be a really key time for collaboration and coordination among all the different partners and obviously internally in the city. So certainly advise, I think, the mayor and staff that continues this type of coordination is very important.
You know, if Fred may even consider asking Betsy Ames to be his point on it, but just having someone who can handle the high-level coordination, so that, because we are sort of in the future, we're going to be heading to a set of decisions which are going to include real money. So that continuity of leadership, I think, is absolutely essential along the way.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Other questions? Thank you all very much. Good work. Is there anyone signed up to testify on this item?
Yes, Mr. Lightning requested to speak.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Come on up, Lightning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. One of the concerns I had on the IGA agreement is I noticed SIDIC Savi Island did not want to participate in the IGA, if I'm correct. I don't know why that would be, if that's a positioning of legal responsibility on the levy or not, but I did notice that, and I wanted to bring that point up. Another issue, concern that I have on this is that, again, when we're talking the acreage sizes, such as like on pin 1, 986 acres, pin 2, 1,612, MCDD, 8,500 acres, and SDIC, 1,550, and again, the SIDIC, 15,000. My biggest concern on this is to have a clear understanding, not just on the obligation per the acreage size, but the understanding on what type of valuation we're having on the assets on these properties, such as when you brought up the Portland International Airport. I want to have a clear understanding on where the current values are on these businesses, properties, that we're discussing. Another issue I have, as I've stated before, which is up along the airport, is all the properties that are on the water side of the levee, primarily the marinas, Salty's Restaurant, up in that location just off of 33rd. In my opinion, FEMA and the Army Corps of Engineers, And talking specifically with FEMA, is that I don't think you can have certification or accreditation on those properties due to the fact they're on the water side of the levee. And again, I've stated in the past that I would like to see these properties proposed to be put into eminent domain and to be purchased at the fair market price, because if we're going to truly have this certification accreditation, We cannot have these properties on the water side. I can't see how that can possibly be done, and that is a concern to me. Another issue I have, again, is on rail transport that we've discussed. Where does the railroads come into effect on the levees? Where do they come into play on what their responsibility is? If we have to rebuild the levee, is it not true that we might suspend their operations for quite a long time, and they will not have access on those railroads? And I want to have a clear understanding of that to see where we're at on the studies on dealing with the railroads, and understanding that if they're transporting whatever they're going to transport across these levees, what is their responsibility to make sure that the certification and accreditation is brought up to today's standards of the New Orleans levee and not some old levee that was put in there many years ago to protect the farmers' interests, because we're far from that on the valuation of the properties at this time.
Thank you. No, good points. Appreciate that. Okay, thank you very much. The answer on the Soviet Island issue, by the way, is that they're under a separate agreement, so it's outside of the scope of this particular intergovernmental agreement. So unless there's any further testimony, then we'll pass all three of those to second reading next week, 1172, 1173, 1174.